Welcome to the Life with Joey Calvo podcast. I'm Joey Calvo. Our podcast is part of the World Podcast Network, now with over 1,100 podcasts. Visit the World Podcast Network at https://worldpodcast.network to listen to the podcast in over 12 genres. Come vote our podcast episodes up and help us rise to the leaderboard. If you have a podcast of your own, you can join for free. So today I have the pleasure of sitting down with Andrea Pudding, and she is a author and a publisher, and she is in the land down under of Australia. So Andrea, first of all, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, Joey, for having me on the podcast.
Yeah.
Looking forward to talking to you.
Yes. So what I normally start is, how did you get started to where you're at right now? So tell us the life of Andrea.
Yes, well, our journey to get to where we are is always a long one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it always, and finding that point where it starts is kind of a trick in itself. So where I'll start is from when I was working in a workplace,
mm-hmm.
and I was a manager there, but it was a toxic workplace. And I found myself one afternoon, on a Friday afternoon, I'd walked across the road to the train station,
mm-hmm.
and I stopped at the train because the guard rail, the fence had come down, mm-hmm. to stop people walking across because there was a train coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked towards the train, the express train coming forward really fast, and I just had this moment of, it would be easy just to step in front of that train.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a real shocker to me that I thought that, because that was the space that I was in at that moment. I was not happy at the workplace, and it felt like I was drowning in everything that was going on. And I could have very easily just stepped in front of the train.
Mm-hmm.
But something pulled me back. It was like, that's not who I am. I was like, whoa, this is a major, major revelation to me, mm-hmm. that I felt like this.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I realized that I needed to leave my workplace. Mm-hmm. Now, I was in a fortunate enough position that I was able to do that, and I understand that a lot of people are not in that situation. So I can see how devastating that can be to people.
Mm-hmm.
But I sat with that for some time, and it was like, well, what is it that's missing in the workplace? There must be something missing if people are feeling so depressed at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd also been a business owner. I'd had my own business, and I lost my passion for that, mm-hmm. and I sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I was an at-home mum, and my husband was having to work 80 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing what that was doing to him and our family, I'm thinking, you know, there really is something missing in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on this search.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, I got distracted by an event that happened in Sydney, mm-hmm. when a gunman took a chocolate and coffee cafe,
mm-hmm.
hostage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this man was a Muslim, and he was saying that he was doing this in the name of God,
mm-hmm.
and which clearly he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, at the end of that event, there was two innocent people and the gunman,
mm-hmm.
were sadly killed.
Mm-hmm.
In the aftermath of that, everyone thought, we all hold our breath. It's like, well, will there be retaliation against the Muslim community? Because it was that kind of time where there was a lot of unease towards the Muslim community. And it was just, Muslims were afraid to leave home. They were afraid to wear their religious stuff. If they were out, they would take it off because they were afraid that they wouldn't be able to get home.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, what happened, 150,000 people took to social media with the hashtag I Will Ride With You, and they are offering to ride the train, the bus or the ferry with the Muslims so that they would arrive at their destination safely. So what happened was the country, it wasn't a response of fear and terror, it was a response of love and acceptance. Okay. Now that idea sat with me for a long time, and well, for 12 months, and I just thought, well, why is it that we wait until there is a tragedy before we say that we are a community that love and accept all people, and we want you as a part of our community? You are part of us. So then I started Chocolate and Coffee Day for Religious Harmony. And so all I ask people to do is to reach out to one person who is different to them in some way, and sharing chocolate and coffee and share stories with each other. Very simple. Then that didn't stop me. There was like, well, what is it about this? What is it that picks me up? This is something that picked me up at the time and made me feel like my life was worthwhile, that I was doing something of value. And I was like, hang on a minute, what if we take social mission, which is what I was calling, I was doing, and integrated that into business? And then that started me on the journey of social mission revolution and finding, I started podcasts and I explored and I researched about what is it, what's the difference between a business that has a social mission, who is doing some kind of social impact work, and a business that doesn't. And I found that there was just so much difference in productivity, innovation and profit that it was just like a no-brainer. And so then I did podcast on that and wrote books on the topic. So it's kind of a long story, isn't it, Terry?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm as you're talking, I'm going through your bio and I'm catching up right where it's at in reference to it. You were talking about, you know, the social
books had led me to become a publisher. So yeah. You know, it's just all kind of life just flows on this stream of things, and you know, and I still do chocolate and coffee, and that become, you know, an everyday thing of chocolate and coffee breaks as well, because there's always room for people to sit down and share stories with each other to understand and break down barriers of community.
And it always becomes hard when it comes down to, you know, when you have incidents where, like you said, what led to where chocolate and coffee got started, in reference to in reference to the tragedy that wound up happening off of it. I mean, where I live in Philadelphia, I mean, our stand right now is more of the, and it's more, it's becoming more universal. Is the gun violence that's happening? You know, like, you know, you were explaining with your story in reference to the, you know, that led to the coffee and chocolate, in reference to the Muslim gunman. We're having that all over the place here in Philadelphia. If it's not gun violence, matter of fact, this happened last month. And I had, and I thank God I was not in the area when this happened. But about a couple blocks away from me, and this is 10 o'clock Eastern time that this happened, a 65-year-old man was walking the streets of Grays Ferry going across to the supermarket by where I live and got ran over in a hit and run, was dragged 100 feet and taken to the hospital where he died. And I normally walk that area, you know, like if I'm going out at, you know, if I'm going to certain places, there's a bus stop right there at that spot. So I kind of was like thanking God I wasn't there to watch it, because, you know, it'd be like super traumatic at me, for me to see, you know, that ever happening, you know, and you know, really instilling you know what you've learned in life in reference to trauma and tragedy and so on. So I mean, it would have been very hard for me to deal with. It would have been like, I'm not going out anymore. I mean, we just got a new mayor who is working on making, you know, cities like Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, much safer at night to go out and so on. So it's a lot of work in progress. Now, you had written some books, or you're set to writing a book, and then so Compassionate Purpose, Discovery Life of Fulfillment. And then the second book is Compassionate Prosperity, When Success is Not Enough. Tell me a little bit about these two books.
Yeah, so they are both based on social mission and getting involved in community or having some kind of social impact in the world. So Compassionate Prosperity is directed towards business. So it's when success is not enough. So that is about businesses are finding, a lot of them, they get to this point and they go, well, you know, I've been successful, I've met all my goals, what's next? Okay. And so I have stories of people in the book who have been through that kind of situation. But then I talk about some of the different social missions that businesses have got involved in, and then how to find your social mission as a business. So then Compassionate Purpose is written for the individuals who are going, you know, I want to do something in the world. What is it that I can do? So it helps them to find their way on that. We've got examples, of course, and a step-by-step kind of guide on finding that, what it is that's so important to you that you want to make a difference in the world. And I call it Discovering the Life of Fulfillment, because while it's really good, while we need to have people who are doing things in the world for the sake of doing good, mm-hmm. it's also good for our soul. Mm-hmm. It brings fulfillment to us like nothing else. So that's why I call it Discovering a Life of Fulfillment.
Okay.
So they're very much guides into the world of finding your social mission that really makes your heart sing, whether you're in business or whether you're an individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So practically what we're doing when we're doing these social mission revolutions that you had brought up, we're kind of making ourselves a superhero in a way. If you really think about it, because we're out there helping, you know, at least one person. And if we're helping one person, you know, and it's as we're doing that, it's building our strength up to know that we can do this, and we can literally call ourselves a superhero doing it. Don't you agree?
I like that. I really like that. I've never thought of it that way, but yeah, it becomes so superheroes in our own life to ourselves. And there's one thing that I always say, if you touch one person's life, you change the world. Because you do. You change it for yourself and you change it for the person that you help, and then that ripples out into the world. You don't know what difference it's going to make. And it's really a powerful thing for us to be doing.
Okay. Heather Joy Bassett has been posting a lot. I started putting up each one. The first one she posted was this. Powerful Love and Acceptance. Chocolate and Coffee as a Way to Break Down Barriers. Sounds fabulous. And then she went to say that Love the Books. Guiding Business and Individuals. Unfulfilled, Hollow, Empty is the Way to Common. And then when I mentioned about the superhero, she liked that. And then she just replied again and said, "Your ripples go far and wide." Now, when I mentioned about superheroes, there is one that I know, who goes by the name of American Fox, and she has a question for you. And her question is this. So just bear with me one moment. Okay, just bear with me one moment. So here's the question. Okay, how would one set goals and monitor their success?
So in this particular field of social mission, yes, they can. It's an interesting thing because we do set goals and then we achieve them and what do we do next? So setting goals in my world, in reference to my books, is about finding that value that you want to create in the world. So it takes an exploration of your values, of the stories you have lived and seen in your life, and the passions that fill your life, the things that bring you pleasure in life. I like to include the things that bring you pleasure. So, and sometimes when I talk about that, I think about things like, for me, getting up in the morning and getting on this podcast with you, that brings me a lot of pleasure. So that's something I want to do. I enjoy that kind of thing. So how do we integrate the things that we enjoy in our social mission that gives us a sense of fulfillment? So then we set the goals around those things. We come up, find our social mission that fits into those. And monitoring our success, well, our success comes in many different ways. So for business, it's often financial, the profit, the productivity, the innovation. But for us personally, mm-hmm. it's a sense of fulfillment. What makes me feel good? Mm-hmm. What do I feel that I have made a difference in someone's life? Now, if you want to make those points, if you... I would be keeping a journal of hey, this is when I've been out and I've shared chocolate and coffee with somebody. Well, what has been the response to that? Mm-hmm. Now, if I keep records of doing that, then I can look at that at any time and go, well, yes, I've done something. I've mm-hmm. made a difference. Monitoring your success in this kind of field mm-hmm. is very different to monitoring your success in business. It's about how many lives you touch. But then you can't count that because you don't know what the ripple effect is of what you do. I might sound a little bit airy-fairy mm-hmm. to someone who's really set in business, which I completely understand because I'm kind of in that kind of strategic thinking myself. Mm-hmm. But in this field, we're talking about making a difference in people's lives and in the community. So when you set a goal to do that and make that happen, what is it that you're successful in? And I really encourage people to look at success past things like numbers and figures because they're not the kind of success that's going to bring you fulfillment in life.
Okay. So in reference to why I think this question was brought out is kind of a personal reason. Because I'm going through a little time where like you're saying, you know, like when you were discussing about coffee and chocolate making a difference, American Fox has been a major supporter of this podcast, and she brought this question. I think she brought this question out for me to take a look and say, how can I keep this podcast going and really make a difference? Because I kept telling myself, or you know, people are saying I'm making a difference, and I'm like, how? You know, I, you know, not a lot of people like will watch the videos or listen to the audio podcast itself, and you know, like, and I'm going to get to the questions, Heather, that you have for her. She's been lining up questions left and right. She's got like three. As we've been talking, she's been like putting more questions and comments in. So, Heather, thank you so much for all your support. I truly appreciate that. So getting back to this question from American Fox, because American Fox is a superhero. And I know I'm going to hear all the flash, you know, all the feedback. Not real, this, and this. You don't know this person like I do, okay? So don't even send me the feedback on it, because I will be pissed. So, like I said, she did this because she wanted me to... I think this was aimed at me, but in a good way. And, I always appreciate... when she comes out with questions. All right, Heather, we're going to get to your questions right now. So the first question that Heather has for you is this. How do people write books with you?
Ah, that's a very good question. So like I said, I am a publisher, and I have a bespoke business, which is individually crafting someone's book for them. So when they've written it, then I create a beautiful piece of work for them. And with them, and they become bestsellers, which is awesome stuff. And I'm more in the publishing field, but at the moment I have this beautiful book where I'm offering people to come along and write a chapter on what brings them joy in life. So it's a pretty awesome book, and we've got a book coach that I work with, and she's going to be coaching a group of people through that. So if people are interested in working with me on the book scene, then they can go onto my website, which is Putting Words, PUTTINGWORDS.com. And I have on there a free giveaway which explains the differences on the different types of publishing. But if you're, it has a checklist of, are you ready to publish? So it's a pretty awesome little document that people can go on and just find out a little bit more about the whole publishing and experience.
Okay. I just put down the website. I will be bringing it up on the screen in a little bit. The next question that Heather has for you is, how does the process of writing a book integrate the superhero within?
Oh, that's an awesome question. Thanks, Heather. So it brings out what it is that the message that you have to share in the world. It gives you that opportunity to reach other people. So by writing your story, by writing what it is that's in your heart that you need to share with the world, you're giving other people the opportunity to pick up and read your book. So then you can become a superhero to others. But you're also, writing a book is such a personal development experience. Mm-hmm. It is just such an eye-opening thing to mm-hmm. sit down and write your own stories and to become vulnerable to yourself and to everyone else who's going to read your book. And from when you start writing a book to when you finish writing a book, it just transforms who you are, because you're taking that time to really delve into your own story is a really powerful thing. And then being able to share that with other people. And I really love the experience of working with authors and getting their books into the world mm-hmm. so that they can publish them, and holding that book in their hands for the first time and becoming bestsellers. It's a pretty awesome experience.
Okay. All right. Last question she has. And then she just gave this awesome comment that I'm going to share with you in a minute. But her last question she had was, it was more of a comment. She said, never thought of tracking the impacts of the superhero. Imagine that sort of spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I need
to create that spreadsheet.
Yeah. Yeah. And we will be I'm thanking American Fox for this, because it was her question that really started it all. And, yeah. You know, given that mindset that what we're really doing when we're helping somebody or really being there for somebody, even as a friend, is we're being a superhero to them. But in my frame of mind, I worry more on the friendship, because I have a problem with is, you start with the friendship and then all of a sudden you want more out of it. And when you start to want more, you start to make the person uncomfortable and you start making maneuvers on how to push it or control it into the direction you want it and not the direction that it should be going. And sometimes you need a superhero to even do that, to even adjust that back. But definitely, Heather, it is a great comment. You know, never thinking of tracking the impacts of the superhero. But, you know, like I'm saying, you know, we're all superheroes in our own way. And American Fox is a superheroine who does a lot. I mean, in the time that I've gotten to know her, we literally we share so much. So we would never think that this podcast would actually turn from coffee and chocolate into a superhero.
Yeah.
Which like I said, it's a great thing, because I mean, you know, that's what, you know, what the world practically needs right now with, you know, with everything going on. You know, we
superheroes share chocolate and coffee. I reckon that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. There you
Maybe
go.
Maybe I need a rebrand of the super. Become a superhero.
Yeah.
Share chocolate and coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's practically like what you did. That's practically what you did, Andrea. You know when you created that the coffee and chocolate, you turned yourself into a superhero off of it, and then you expanded it to, you know, the podcast, and now you're out there helping authors and by being being a publisher. And Heather gave one more comment in reference to the book when you were asking about people writing chapters. Here goes. Love to see Joey in the book. That would be awesome. Maybe American Fox too, sharing their joy. Heather, there's one thing though. I would have to talk to American Fox on that, because there are guidelines we have to work around in reference to it. But I know she appreciates she will appreciate the comment on it, because this is what happens. See, when I end a podcast of any kind, if it's the audio or the YouTube, I do share it with American Fox, because she, like I said, she's been my support. She gets me through everything. And right now, like I'm saying, the vulnerability, and Heather, thank you for, and I'm going to share it, what she just said, in a minute. I'm actually ready to cry at the same time. Heather, all these comments you're giving is really touching my heart. And I thank you for that, because I've always said, in reference to, and what I was discussing a few minutes ago, in reference to proof that I'm making a difference, and Heather is showing it right now, believe it or not, and every comment I want to show is really touching my heart as I'm doing it. So, but American Fox does get a copy of these, as well as our guests, only because, like I said, when she comes up with a question, you know, I bring it up for her, and then, you know, I let her hear the answer. So, all right. I'm going to get to these, Heather, because, as like I say, as you're saying them, it's really touching my heart, and I thank you for that. This is the next comment Heather came up with, was thank you for sharing that vulnerability about friendships. And I'm going to apologize to Andrea, because that was kind of wasn't part of, you know, our discussion. But if you really think about it too, not only are we being superheroes as you're doing this coffee and chocolate coffee, social mission revolution, you're gaining friends too. Thinking about it. So, I mean, everything is coming together all in one point, which is awesome. So Andrea gets to add superheroine next to her name now.
I think I will.
Yeah.
I wonder the name for a book. It might be
superhero. Yeah. Because, you know, as you're doing this, you're really, like I said, you're really deep down being a superheroine for those that, you know, really need it. And like when you said, you know, when you were telling the story about how the coffee and chocolate got started, and, you know, saying social media came out and, you know, people were standing with the Muslims and riding with them to make sure they got safely, they were turning into superheroes themselves, which is, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, what you really started was something great, and it took it one step further. I do my best to give credit where credit is really, really due. The next comment that Heather came up with.
One thing I talk about in compassionate purpose, mm-hmm. is that it's just so simple, mm-hmm. for people to be doing something that makes a difference. It might not be a big thing. It might be like my mother. I questioned her when I wrote the book, and she was 85, mm-hmm. about it. And to her social mission was being kind to people, having a conversation. Mm-hmm. So it can be something really simple. And you become a superhero,
yep.
doing what comes natural.
Yeah. The next comment that Heather came out with was, it was a great discussion today. You added a great perspective, Joey. Love it. And I, like I said, Heather is really touching my heart, because I never rarely hear these. I hear, oh, it was a great podcast. You're making a difference. Heather is bringing out, maybe she's bringing out a superhero in me that I don't know about.
There's a superhero in you.
Yeah. So, and then she came out, this was the last one she came up with, is she sounds like a beautiful person, as do you, Joey and Andrea. And Heather, thank you so much. And I think American Fox would be happy to hear that. I think American Fox will be overwhelmed with everything that's been going on with this podcast today, because we would never think that, you know, what we're really doing. You know, I mean, you know, when we mention superheroes. Like, actually, yesterday was National Superhero Day. So all this is coming really into one perspective as we're going into it. And even Heather, you're becoming more of a superheroine than all of us with all these great comments, because, like I said, I rarely hear these comments, and like I said, with you saying them and them being shared on YouTube and also on the anchor.fm/life with Joey Calvo. Hearing that is really going to, it's going to ignite the World Podcast Network. I will tell you that, because we just became a top 20 podcast with them, and we've only been with them for a month. So Andre, your podcast. We're going to get to your podcast in a minute. We're going to talk. I'm going to have you talk about that. But that's something that you should look into. Is joining the World Podcast Network, because when I joined it, it went, I mean, before it got kind of, well, you had to upgrade for some features, but before that happened, we had almost 1,200 page views within a month. And, you know, I would never have thought that would ever happen. Plus, I had the CEO of the World Podcast Network, who does a pod, you know, who's considered the king or the godfather of podcasts. His name is Bruce Shamoff. And he came on the podcast, and Andre, the first 10 minutes he talked about was this podcast, on how great it was and all that. And I mean, it was like what Heather's been doing today. You know, really touching my heart. And up, we are at that point. All right. This brief Wi-Fi cutout brought to you by T-Mobile. Live stream sucks. So hopefully we'll get her back in a moment. Andrea, if you can hear me, I do apologize. There we go. I do apologize. I have the T-Mobile home internet, and I've actually gone to them and said, you know, the live stream's not the greatest when it comes to this. So I apologize that we got cut out. But I was saying, you know, Heather can hear you now too. Okay. One more comment that Heather came out with. Is you both touched my heart today. Thank you. So, but Heather, really, not only did you touch ours, and we thank you. I truly thank you for that, because, like I said again, I rarely hear these comments, and now that these comments have come out, it's going to really bring out more of the podcast. So I do hope, Heather, that you do subscribe, because I have a real estate agent coming on, or not a real estate, a mortgage, another podcast host, and another author, and a singer from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia all this month. And Andrea is ending the month on a great note, so that's the best thing to say on that. So now that we got ourselves situated, all these awesome comments that Heather really brought out, I'm feeling bad because I have to put this up. There we go, puttingwords.com. That is Andrea's website, and again, she is going to assist you, or she's got a coach that'll assist you with writing the story. Matter of fact, Heather, I'm going to give you a challenge. Since you want to do this thing on me, matter of fact, Andrea, I'm going to let you put the challenge to her.
Well, maybe, Joey, you need to have her on your podcast.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a challenge to you.
Yeah. Well, we're not talking about American Pie. We're talking about, like, I mean, in reference to Heather. I mean, Heather, if you want to write this, I'm going to give you permission. But I have a long story in my life that some of it I really can't put out because of past issues, I'll say. So, I mean, in reference to the past 5 years of this podcast, I could say there's been some good stories. I mean, I had model Carol Alt. I've had Gregory Jabbar from the CBS drama Blue Bloods. And the day that we did that podcast was the day that William Shatner went to space. So that was almost 3 years ago when we did that. 3 or 4 years ago when we did that. And I'm also good friends. I'm really good friends with model Carol Alt. And also a smooth jazz guitarist by the name of Eric Essex. I've had him on the podcast too. So Heather, you gotta go through all the YouTube videos, and as you're going through the videos, take the portions that where you see where my joy is at. And run with it. And then, you know, on a future podcast, on a future live stream, you know, come on, let me know that you did it. And, you know, I'm truly thankful for all the comments you did today, that you gave today, because it really did touch my heart. And me in telling me that I added a great perspective, which I never think I ever do. Like, I've been more of the negative type person growing up. You know, they always say your own worst enemy. And today's podcast really, I would say, has opened it up, and Andre, I'm apologizing because I'm taking it away from you a little bit, and I don't mean to. But you know, having Andrea on the podcast and talking about, you know, how now really what we're doing is we're becoming our own superheroes, and, you know, American Fox coming out with the question on how to monitor success, you know, it's really coming full circle. Am I right? If you think about it, because, you know, Andrea started with the coffee and chocolate, and, you know, then worked her way into being an author and then being a publisher. But at the same time, as she's doing that, she's building up the superheroine in her, because she's putting it all together and reaching out to people and say, hey, you know, let me help you, you know? So she's being that superheroine right there. Oh my God. I'm going to bring this up for a minute only because, okay. Heather, I'm not going to tell you this. This is what she just said. Today you became your own best friend, Joey. That gives us all permission to do the same. A social mission in the making. Well done, Andrea.
Yep.
Heather, I will say, being my own best friend, I'm far from that. She just said she got goosebumps. But, and I do apologize for that. You got goosebumps, Heather. But at the same time, I truly thank you for the comments. I mean, it is heartwarming. I mean, it is touching my heart. And in reference to American Fox, she will be hearing this. And when she hears this, I know I'm going to get a ton of feedback about it. And I mean a ton. So thank you so much for that. All right, Audrey, we got to get to your podcast because I keep pushing it off, and I'm sorry about that. Talk about your podcast, please.
Yeah, so I was doing the podcast, The Social Mission Revolution, where I was speaking to people about what difference they are making in the world. And I did that 4 years, I think, I was doing that. And I had a break last year from podcasting, but I'm about to get back into podcasting. So it may have a slightly different name with a slightly different twist, but it will obviously have that same impact. Because I'd also done a short series on chocolate and coffee breaks on a podcast. So both of those are available on Spotify.
Okay. All right.
And so I will be kind of merging the two.
Well,
so there'll be a new podcast coming up soon.
Well, now you got something else to add to it now in reference to this podcast, you know, what you learned today even, you know. And, you know, I'm going to start by thanking you for that, because you know you took that step, you created this, and it branched out. As it branched out, more you not only have you turned yourself into one, but you're making others realize that they're superheroes within themselves. And Heather, when Heather mentioned earlier about the goosebumps, she turned around and the comment came off of this, and she said, "It's a good thing having goosebumps."
It is.
Yeah. So
when you have goosebumps, you know you're onto something.
Yeah. Well, and Heather, again, thank you for all those comments. It will be passed on, and I know I thank you for it, because like I said, it did touch my heart today, and I appreciate that. And you know, as of right now, I mean I was almost about to end this podcast at the end of May. It may still happen temporarily, but you know, I've been fighting it to continue on. And you know being the superheroes that we have out there, and especially, like I said, with American Fox. American Fox has, like I said, been that one main supporter. The other main supporter I have, and Andre, if you get a chance, or even Heather, this was done, I believe, the end of February, beginning of March, is with Elise Alexander. At the time, she was in Australia. And she's a mindset wellness coach. And we did a podcast together that lasted almost an hour and a half. So, Heather, you want to check that one out on YouTube. And you will see how I really was that day. I mean, what you did today is almost as equivalent But what you did today, Heather, with these wonderful, heartwarming comments, really, if it didn't equal the podcast I did with Elise Alexander, you rose above it. And again, I thank you for that, because it really made a difference. And like I said, it does get passed around, and I will be hearing lots of feedback about it. And like I said, Heather, I do hope that you subscribe to the at least the Life with Joey Cavill YouTube channel, so that way you know when these live streams are happening, because hearing your comments and your questions were appreciative. So again, I thank you for that. And Andrea, I thank you, for coming on the podcast, and I thank you for really, letting you see that what you're really doing is more than what you thought. And now, you know, now we get to add another title to you, you know, and you know, it'd be easy to integrate. Yeah. So, thank you so much for your time as well. And you know, anything new, just, you know, always reach out to me, because I will always be happy to have you on right away. Because stuff like this, and you know, all these great comments that we, you know, we got today, and really realizing, you know, we are making a difference, and we are being a superhero as we're making that difference. And Andrea, thank you for letting me bring that out, even, because you know, because you would never think this, you know. And I'm always thinking, you know, 5 million different ways, you know, but, you know, trying to focus to where, you know, hey, you know, I got this going, but as I'm doing this, I'm realizing I'm doing this, and, you know, connecting it, and it's making it real, you know, and it really puts a boost into it. So, definitely go to puttingwords.com. And you can also go to, I don't know if this website's active, andreapudding.com.au. Yep. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, let me put that in. So you can always
read. And if people are interested in chocolate and coffee breaks and how they can get involved, if they go on chocolateandcoffeebreaks.com, they can download a free resource pack, which can give them lots of ideas and information.
Okay. That's great.
And I've got lots of giveaways.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do. Give me one moment. All right. So we have those two websites. We have the andreapudding.com. Ooh.
.au.
I know. I apologize, folks.
Or if they go to .com, it'll still get there.
Yeah. And then also the coffee and chocolate breaks, chocolateandcoffeebreaks.com. Andrea, thank you so much for, again, like I said, for coming on the podcast and really giving us not just the opportunity of really making a difference, but now realizing that we actually are doing more than we're thinking. And I'm hoping now that we added it to you, that you will continue to be that and more. And you know, you're always welcome to come back on anytime and, you know, expand on it, because, we'll always make room for you. All right. All right. Heather, again, thank you for all the comments. Thank you for touching my heart. I've been feeling bad because I've been cutting Andrea off. And Andrea, I don't know if you have anything for Heather.
Yes, thank you, Heather, for joining in.
Yeah.
It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, and Heather, please do...
For being my superhero.
Yes, yes. I will definitely... Yes, we got to give her applause for that. We have to give her an applause. She deserves that. And Heather, in reference to American Fox, I will pass the word to her and telling her how wonderful she is. She truly is a great person, a great superhero. Hearing your words when she hears the podcast, I know, like I said, I'll get a lot of feedback about it. So I'm going to say thank you for on behalf of American Fox for the comments. I don't know if we can put her in a story because there's like guidelines we have to go through in reference to that. But I think she would appreciate that. So I thank everybody for being a supremely superhero-ish part of this podcast. My name is Joey Calvo. God bless you all. Take care.